Happy Friday and welcome into Noles News Now, your audio home for all things happening in Florida State Athletics on the Tomahawk Nation Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brian Pellerin, on this Friday, September 9th. Thanks so much for joining me, and quick thank you to Perry for covering the last few episodes for me while I dealt with a family emergency. Definitely miss you guys and excited to be back talking Florida State with you. This Friday is unfortunately not a football Friday for FSU. The Noles get a chance to heal their bodies with a bye week after their first 2-0 start since 2016. Next game on the docket is Louisville. That's not this Friday, but the following Friday. And if you're interested in a little sneak peek of the Cardinals, they're actually in action tonight. That's this Friday against UCF. That game in Orlando, 7:30 Eastern on ESPN2. Louisville is actually looking to avoid an 0-2 start themselves after a pretty bad blowout loss at Syracuse a week ago. UCF, a 5.5-point favorite at home in this game. They looked pretty good a week ago. A Louisville loss could really quiet the crowd for next week's FSU game in Louisville. Definitely something to keep an eye on, that early scouting report on maybe what's going wrong so far with the Cardinals only one game in. If FSU is able to get that win next week in Louisville, they'll already be halfway to bowl eligibility, but ESPN's Football Power Index already really likes their chances to go bowling. The FPI gives them a 94.2% chance to reach a bowl game with a projection of 7.7 wins. That's pretty good. Pretty much 8 wins there. And that also comes with a 4.2% chance to win the division. That is clearly a lot less likely, but they really like the chance to make a bowl game, which I think was pretty much the basement for what the expectation was for this team heading into the year. Got to feel pretty good about where they're at 2 games in. That would be their first bowl game since 2019. A big reason for that would be the growth and the strength along this defensive line, especially the emergence of Jared Verse. The Albany transfer's impressive week one was enough to land him on Pro Football Focus's all-defensive team for the week. And really, the win over LSU was likely going to provide a lot of dividends in recruiting as well. A lot of recruits were in attendance, including 2024 five-star running back Cam Davis, who was rocking out in garnet and gold attire in the Superdome. The Noles commit has also received an invite to the All-American Bowl, so congratulations to Cam on that. One of the big names left on the 2023 recruiting board for FSU is four-star linebacker Blake Nicholson, who just announced his commitment date. That's going to be September 20th. That's next Wednesday, so not 5 days from now, but 12 days from now. Nicholson will choose between FSU, Oregon, and UCLA. That announcement's going to be live on YouTube. Elsewhere on campus, a couple quick notes. The FSU soccer team rattled off another dominant victory, a 5-0 dub on Florida Gulf Coast. The FSU volleyball team posted its fifth straight win en route to its best start since 2014. And the FSU men's golf team set to open its year with the Maui Gym Intercollegiate around 1 p.m. on Friday. A lot of success in early season between the soccer team, the volleyball team, and the football team, so you love to see that. Again, unfortunately, no FSU football, but if you're a little unsure how to spend the first bye week and maybe looking for games to watch, go ahead and check out my picks article. It's on Tomahawk Nation. I think it goes live at 9:30, so if you're listening to this after 9:30, it's up. If you're listening before, just check back later in the day. I basically just go through and play along with you. I pick 10 games and ask any of you to join in the comments and just give us your thoughts. It's the 10 games I think are the best to watch. If you're an FSU fan, you probably want to put an eye on them. Maybe I think there's something to see. Maybe I think it's national appeal. Or maybe we're just looking ahead, like that Louisville game I mentioned early. Some of the ones I highlighted is that Louisville game. So get that pick in today if you can. Alabama at Texas. Sam Hartman makes his return for Wake Forest as they head to Vanderbilt. BYU and Baylor starting their own sort of holy war. Appalachian State, maybe upset alert, facing Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M after the performance they put up against UNC a week ago. Florida hosting Kentucky, which somehow Florida is like a top 10 team now all of a sudden with one win, but what it is, and so many more. It's a lot of fun. It's all for fun. It takes like 2 seconds. Just hammer out a couple of picks in the comments. You can do that again on tomahawknation.com. And we use those comments just to talk some football during the week, during the weekend. You know, if any of these games get interesting, any of the ones on ESPN pop off, hop in there, we'll jump in the comments, and we can talk about it. Just, you know, shooting from the hip, talking football with the guys. But that's pretty much it, man. A quiet bye week for FSU gives you another chance to celebrate that thriller in the Dome. As always, please follow, rate, review the show if you like what you hear. Of course, this is the entire network, all in one feed for you. Seminole Rap, our 3 stars of recruiting, and so much more. It helps out a lot and allows us to continue bringing you all that content that we do each and every day, including this podcast, which you get 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So until Monday, when I'm back again, I'm Brian Pellerin. Thanks so much for listening.